Birthday Toes, a Low Trips fanfic by Hannah Roby, read by Sophie Nisba. Lige? Hmm? My birthday is coming up, you know. Mm-hmm. Thought about what you're going to get me yet? Quick look up from the magazine he was reading, bit of a frown on his face. No. Back to the magazine. Want some hints? A particular hint? Nope. Not even bothering to look up this time. I think you need a hint here, Lige. Nah, I'm good. I'll come up with something. Plenty of time. Still reading the magazine. Elijah! This had to get through to him. Dom, what? I'm reading here. But I'm talking about what you should get me for my birthday. Ask me what I want for my birthday. Gray-green eyes glared into rather startled blue ones. Okay, Dom, what would you like for your birthday? There, that was as nice and pleasant as one could be. Get it over with and go back to spin. I want you to give up your toes completely for one entire day. The worry crease appeared between Elijah's eyes. Then he closed those eyes and seemed to be counting to 10 or 20. He was keeping his eyes closed longer than Dom thought was warranted by the circumstances. What exactly does it mean to give up one's toes completely, anyway? Does this mean you'll do it? Dom was so excited he could barely breathe. Hell no. And Elijah went back to reading his magazine. Or, at least, he tried to. Said magazine was quicked away from him before he thought to tighten his grip on it. Dom, he said with a heavy sigh, give it back. Not until you at least consider it. I did consider it. The answer is no. But it's for my birthday. You're getting a Starbucks gift certificate. Now give me back my magazine. Fucker. Toe freak. Boring, repressed sex partner. Fuck you, I am not. A punch to the arm. Almost too hard to really be discounted as playful. Take that back. Yeah, well, just fuck off, okay? Huh? Sorry, love, did you say something? Must have drifted off. We weren't having sex, were we? Fine. My toes, anything goes. But one day only, and you're not getting the Starbucks gift certificate anymore. So there. Coffee smoffy. I'm getting toes. So what's this going to entail, anyway? You've already agreed, so there's no reason to tell you. Dom, I think I get to be braced for this. That's only fair. Sorry, love. My birthday, my rules. Your toes. Fine, whatever. Just so long as I can walk the next day. I don't remember agreeing to that. Fucker. Now can I have my magazine back? Your birthday is still weeks away. On the morning of Dom's birthday, Elijah woke up early and silently left the warmth of the bed. Why the hell couldn't Dom have been born during a warm summer month? He padded down the hallway and into the bathroom, where he had hidden the supplies earlier in the week. He allowed himself one quick roll of his eyes and a whispered, "Fuck," and then set to work, cutting off 10 pieces of bright purple silk ribbon. When each toe sported a big, festive bow, he waddled back to the bedroom and snuggled up to Dom's back, seeking body heat, falling quickly back to sleep. The chill woke him up a few hours later, a serious chill. The covers were gone, Dom's body heat was gone. Hell, Dom himself was gone. Oh, no, he wasn't. Just moved to the foot of the bed, where he was sitting, wrapped up in all the covers, the pig, staring rapturously at Elijah's beribboned toes. Elijah shot a quick glance at the clock. 9:07 a.m. Far too early to be up yet. And still almost a full 15 hours left in Dom's birthday. At the stroke of midnight, the birthday would be over, and he could reclaim his toes. 14 hours and... quick look at the clock, 9:08, 52 minutes. He reached toward the general vicinity of his lover who had all the covers. Blankets, cold. Maybe if he mumbled this and put on his truly vulnerable, pitiable look, Dom would relent and they could sleep a little more of this day away. Like another 3 or 4 hours of it, leaving only 11 or 12 hours of hell to make it through. Birthday, toes. Dom's eyes had an insane look about them. Fine. Elijah gave up all hope for the day and flopped down flat on his back. He brought his beribboned toes up to twirl in front of Dom's face. "Here, happy fucking birthday." Dom reached over and pulled at the ribbon on one big toe. He slipped the ribbon off entirely and then leaned forward, just enough to take the toe into his mouth. One hand cupped Elijah's heel, the other wrapped around the foot, massaging Elijah's instep. He held the foot up to his mouth while he sucked on it, occasionally nipping at the flesh. His tongue glided out of his mouth to dart between the toes, licking up one side and down the other of Elijah's big toe. Elijah glanced at the clock. 9:14. It was going to be a really long day. By 9:30, all the ribbons had been sucked on, then pulled off by Dom's teeth. By 10, Elijah's toenails had been painted glossy black. By 11, the polish was dry, and Dom had moved on to dollops of whipped cream applied to each toe, only to then be sucked and licked off. He liked the look of the black and white together and took a couple of photographs. By 11:30, Elijah was feeding Dom, with spectacularly unsuccessful results, lime jello cubes with his toes. At noon, Elijah called a truce in the action and insisted on making sandwiches for lunch. He thought they both needed more than whipped cream and jello if they were going to make it through the day. By 1:15, Elijah was reading a magazine while Dom rubbed Elijah's toes up under his balls and along his shaft. Elijah just glared when Dom's cum spattered against the back of his magazine. "Gross, man. I was reading that." Dom just gave a happy shrug and collapsed into blissful sleep. Elijah threw the magazine in the trash and spent a couple of hours checking his email. At 3:30, they were on their way to an exclusive salon where Dom watched while Elijah received an extensive pedicure. This time his toenails were painted crimson. By 5:20, Dom had a naked Elijah tottering on a pair of open-toed stilettos, his glossy red toenails on prominent display. Even Elijah enjoyed the sex that followed that particular experiment. By 7:30, they were cleaned up and dressed for dinner at an upscale restaurant. Per his instructions, Elijah wore loafers and slipped them off almost immediately upon being seated. He fondled Dom with his sock-covered toes throughout the meal. Dom wanted to skip dessert, but Elijah insisted not only on dessert, but on coffee as well. He was rather enjoying this part of Dom's birthday gift. By 9:30, they were at the club, dancing. Elijah was barefoot, his toenails glistening, attracting attention even in this place, where everyone knew better than to notice. Dom thought Elijah had never looked more enticing. Around 11, Elijah backed into Dom's arms, swaying to the music and thrum of humanity, wrapping Dom's arms around him. "Take me home and suck me." As he spoke, he reached back with his leg and ran his toes along the back of Dom's calf. They left immediately. By 11:25, Dom had Elijah sitting up on the kitchen counter, stark naked, while Dom, still fully dressed, knelt below him. Elijah's toes, once again, were being sucked. Elijah was gripping the edge of the counter, his head thrown back against the front of the cabinet, moaning and writhing. Dom lapped at the pad of one big toe, then moved to suck the next two toes deeply into his mouth. He swirled his tongue between the fourth and little toe while his hand stroked the inside of Elijah's thighs. He then bit down sharply and took just the little toe all the way into his mouth, his tongue washing over it, circling it, and caressing it. Just as Elijah started to jerk his foot away, unable to stand anymore the intense tickling sensation, Dom removed his toe from his mouth and began washing the sole of Elijah's foot, lapping and nibbling at the instep. "Oh, fuck me," was as coherent as Elijah could be. Dom only spared him a quick smile before beginning to work on the left foot. Elijah rested his damp right foot on Dom's shoulder. With the left set of toes completely in his mouth and his tongue running rapidly over the back of all of them, Dom turned his head just enough to nestle his cheek against the foot on his shoulder. Looking down in the darkened kitchen, light from the street lamps outside the only illumination, Elijah stared at his lover. Dom was breathing hard, rubbing his cheek against one set of toes, his hand rubbing the other foot, his tongue darting everywhere among Elijah's toes. When Dom stilled and then began to suck and lick one toe very slowly, Elijah's hip jerked at the sudden change in sensation. His erection, already fully aroused, hardened even more and jerked against his stomach. Dom just growled and moved one of his hands away from Elijah's foot and reached to unzip his trousers, freeing his own erect cock, stroking himself with long, solid pulls. Dom, whispered Elijah, breathing heavily. Stop. All motion immediately ceased, and the toes were removed from his mouth. Dom sat back on his heels, looking his question at Elijah. Do you think... Elijah stopped for a deep breath. That you could do that while fucking me. Please? Dom just grinned and reached for his jacket that he had tossed on the kitchen table when they first got home. He took his wallet out of the inside breast pocket and pulled out a small foil packet of lubricant. I want you on the counter, okay? I'm not going anywhere. This isn't exactly hygienic, you know. Who cares? It's hot as fuck. And saying that, Elijah pulled his legs up until his heels rested on the counter, his body folded up on itself. Watching Dom watch him, he leaned his head back against the cabinet and bared his throat, then slowly and very consciously widened his legs, exposing himself fully to Dom's hungry eyes. He lulled his head slightly to the side and looked at Dom, letting his desire, his lust, communicate itself across the darkened kitchen. Dom smiled at the wanton display and slowly loosened his tie while kicking off his shoes and towing off his socks. He unbuttoned his shirt and shrugged it off his shoulders. Walking toward Elijah, who remained motionless except for one quick lick of his lips, Dom slid his already unfastened trousers off his hips, taking his boxers down with them. He stepped out of the clothes and kicked them behind him as he stepped into the space created just for him between Elijah's open legs. Dom tore the foil packet open and drizzled some of the lubricant on his erect prick, saving most of the contents for his fingers. When the lube had warmed briefly in his hand, he reached with his clean hand to clasp behind Elijah's head and bring him forward into a kiss. As his tongue opened Elijah's pliant mouth and his tongue flicked over lips and teeth, Dom brought one finger into contact with Elijah's sweet opening, sliding a finger around it, but not yet seeking entrance. He didn't slide the finger in. That was how they usually did it, but this was going to be different. Elijah was already open, stretched, just from his splayed position on the countertop. Dom brought the tips of two fingers and his thumb into contact with the puckered flesh, circling and stroking Elijah's asshole. Elijah groaned into the kiss and tried to force himself down onto Dom's fingers. Nuh-uh, baby. My birthday. My time schedule. This is going to go slow. Elijah's response was to moan and lift himself off the counter by his hands, raising his hips, seeking Dom's fingers. God, you never listen to me, do you? Dom placed a hand on Elijah's stomach, guiding him back down to the countertop. But he left his fingers in contact the whole time, never letting up the circling motion of his fingers and thumb. As Elijah settled, Dom shoved just enough to get the tips of the two fingers into Elijah, the pad of his thumb circling the soft skin at the entrance. He felt Elijah clench muscles around his fingertips. He moved his free hand away from Elijah's stomach and began to stroke one of his nipples. His mouth moved on the other one, his fingers still massaging Elijah's asshole. Just as he bit down hard on the nipple, he scissored his fingers and thumb, opening Elijah, stretching and widening, all three digits suddenly sliding in a couple of inches. Elijah jerked and shuddered, but Dom had been expecting the reaction and never lost his suction on Elijah's nipple. He slid his thumb out and curled his two fingers inside Elijah, stroking the wonderful little bump that made the whole world of gay sex make sense. Or at least, he thought that was what Elijah was trying to say. Surely, oh fuck, oh god, more, more, oh god, fuck, meant that, right? Moving up to kiss his babbling lover, Dom slid his fingers further in, then pulled them out and slid them back in, keeping up a constant rhythm, making sure to brush against the prostate on every inside visit. Elijah broke free of the kisses long enough to gasp, "Toes!" Grinning, Dom reached his free hand out and grasped Elijah's ankle, pulling the foot from its death grip on the counter and angling it towards his mouth. As his leg was pulled up, Elijah shifted. He slipped his hands behind him and let the small of his back rest against them. If Dom hadn't been pressed up tightly against him, he would have slid off onto the floor. Dom slid his fingers out and grasped Elijah firmly about the hips. He sucked hard on the toes and moved his rigid, weeping cock into position. Elijah lifted his other foot and quickly wrapped his leg around Dom's neck, almost losing his balance. Dom quickly shoved his cock into Elijah, harder and quicker than he had intended, but it seemed the only way to find stability. Elijah gasped and stilled, his eyes wide for just a moment. Dom let the toes fall from his mouth where they landed on his chest. Oh, shit, baby, I'm sorry. Are you okay? Elijah started breathing again, gave Dom a sated smile, and slowly moved his toes back to Dom's mouth, pausing to run his big toe along Dom's bottom lip. Dom gave a deep chuckle and flicked at the toe with his tongue. Elijah crammed toes into Dom's mouth, slowly fucking his lover's mouth with his toes. He echoed the movement of his foot with his body, rocking himself up and down on Dom's shaft. It was incredibly awkward, and neither could last for very long. Dom was bearing almost all of Elijah's weight, and he had to stand on tiptoe to reach up to where Elijah was on the countertop. He could already feel a quiver begin in his thighs that had nothing to do with the sensation in his groin. Elijah was curled in an impossible angle, constantly flexing his hands under him to maintain balance, one leg draped over Dom's shoulder and one foot in Dom's mouth. With each hard thrust into his body, the back of his head would smash against the cabinet. He desperately needed someone or something to rub his cock against, but there didn't seem to be anything free at the moment to help him out in that area. Dom caught Elijah's eye, and Elijah nodded frantically, biting down hard on the toes in his mouth, causing Elijah to yelp just a bit. Dom started thrusting in earnest, hard pounding slaps, his hands picking up Elijah off the counter and slamming him down, deeper and deeper onto his rock-hard prick. He just managed to move to bite Elijah's instep when he came with shuddering jerks, his body spasming its load into Elijah. They both slid, boneless, onto the floor, Dom rolling Elijah over onto his back, then burying his head into Elijah's mass of dark pubic curls, licking at the tight, hot balls, no longer even noticing the disparate sizes, certainly not caring. Elijah, hot, sweaty, and already well-fucked, groaned and thrust his hips upward in a sharp twist when Dom licked up the length of his cock. Dom had barely deep-throated him, once again fingering his asshole, when Elijah orgasmed, shooting ribbons of cum down Dom's throat. Dom slid his finger out of Elijah's soppy, wet asshole, then cradled his lover's balls as he slid the spent penis out of his mouth. Elijah opened his arms and pulled Dom down to rest against his chest. As they lay entwined on the floor of their kitchen, Elijah reached over to kiss Dom and whisper, "Happy birthday." By 12:15, they had managed to make it to their bed and were sound asleep, curled up in each other in sticky, beautiful splendor. At 12:17, Elijah rolled over and poked Dom in the ribs. "Hey, Splum, ask me what I want for my birthday." Dom felt a shudder of fear cut through any sleepiness he might have had mere seconds ago. Knowing Lige, payback was going to be a bitch. The end.